without a peso. There's no reason for your sorrow. All you have to do is say so. I will trust you till tomorrow. Enchiladas, so nice and hot. Enchiladas, I got.
Came with your lilting laughter. It's your happiness he's after. If you're happy, we are happy too.
I'm with you. Enchiladas,
I'm a song of the enchilada man.
Nobody
else in the world ever seemed to wake again.
Enchiladas,
so nice and hot.
Enchiladas,
I got. Enchiladas.
We got.
You're tuned in to the home of Greenwich the Meantime Dog, Chris and Rob on WAIF.
That's Greenwich the Meantime Dog. Take a bite out of time. Tune in Thursdays, 5 to 6, Larry Arnett's Bottom Line here on WAIF Cincinnati.
Did you hear Larry last week?
I'm sorry, but I missed him. I try never to miss Larry Arnett. Yeah, he does a great job.
I missed it last week, too.
Check out the real truth behind the headlines. Check out the stories that never make the front page. Be informed. Stay in touch every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. With drug and alcohol addiction, it's easy to start using, but hard to stop. If you want to stop the mental and physical cravings that continually lead you back to using drugs, call Markinon now. 800-556-8885. Find them on the web, drugrehab.net. Do you have broken power tools lying around? Clean out your basement. Help share the gift of home repair by donating your old tools to the Women's Research and Development Center for its home repair classes run for and by women. Contact the center. 541-0541. That's going to be my new radio persona, the guy who just screams occasionally for no reason.
Well, there's already a few of those out there.
Well, no, they yell like when they're trying to make a point. I'll just yell like in random periods of time.
What's the phone number?
749-1444. Things like that. Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
That'll be the good radio persona.
Yeah, you know, I got a little bit of a cough right now.
I can tell.
I think if I yelled, I would pass out. I would just...
Well, maybe it would come out. If you have a home remedy for Chris, who's ill and...
See, I got a little cough.
See, he's got a cough. 749-1444. All through the Miss Joni interview, you were in here hacking and wheezing. And
Did you hear that? You had
your head between your legs. Yeah, they're trying to play these pretty, pretty songs about dancing around with underwear in your head. And you're in here. It's disgusting.
It's the way it's got to be.
So hey, if you have a remedy for Chris, 749-1444.
Careful how you phrase that. Hey, we are taking your phone calls, and we're going to be here till midnight tonight. So call in now and say hello to Chris and Robin, our listening audience.
You ever dine and dished?
Dine and dished?
Yeah.
I had never dined and dished.
Ditched.
Ditched? You mean dine and dash?
Like some call it dine and dash.
Well, you and I did that once, remember?
Some people do dine and dash. Have you ever done it? I know you and I did it once.
You and I did it once. In fact, it was caught on tape, remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
I didn't know we were going to get into this.
Because, you know, it's great to have recording devices set up in public places.
Yeah, it was really handy that we had this.
Fortunately, I remember it like it was just the other day.
Yeah, but dining and dashing is never a good thing, so don't ever dine and dash.
No, you shouldn't dine and dash. You should pay for what you get.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good enough to bring it to you. You should go ahead and pay for it.
Right.
That's the way I feel about it anyway. That's just the way it's the American way. You don't get something for nothing.
Hey, Bob, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Hi, Bob.
This is Bob Keegan. I just wanted to call in and wish you all a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
And just keep those Irish eyes smiling.
They always are.
Okay.
Thanks a lot,
have
Bob.
A good evening.
Is that all you wanted?
That's it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Bob.
Huh. Well, I'll be.
Well, happy. Yeah, it is. Today is March 14th. St. Patrick, who we covered intentionally last St. Patrick's Day, I think, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah. His celebration day is March 17th. It's amateur night. And here's a very special treat for you ladies. I will be out and about on amateur night for the first time in maybe 10, 15 years.
Well, since we're talking about dining and dashing,
yeah, I remember,
and
we did dine and dash.
Talking about St. Patrick's Day, before we get into dine and dash, let's talk about St. Patrick's Day here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, you know what I'd be in the mood for right now?
What?
A little Kung Fu Theater, what do you say?
A little radio drama?
Yeah, let's have a little radio drama with Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater.
And now let's join the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show for a St. Patrick's Day edition of Kung Fu Theater.
Hey, Chris. What? Let's go to this highfalutin Hyde Park imitation authentic Irish pub and get some corned beef and cabbage and potatoes for our St. Patrick's Day dinner.
Oh, yum. Sure, Rob. I love cabbage. I love coleslaw. I love sauerkraut. But mostly, I just love cabbage. Cabbage, cabbage, cabbage. Yum, 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 yum. I love cabbage, especially that Korean kind that they bury in the ground for 6 years. Oh, I just love cabbage. Oh, yum, yum.
Oh, so can I take your order?
Sure. I'll take a black and tan and corned beef and cabbage and potatoes.
And I'll have the same with extra cabbage. Cabbage, cabbage, cabbage. I just love it. Raw cooked al dente cabbage a la mode. I don't care. I just love cabbage. Deep fried. I don't care. I love cabbage.
Also, very good. Two black and tans, two number ones, one with extra cabbage. I'll be right back soon.
Hey, Rob, there's something very strangely and suspiciously wrong with that waiter dude's accent, don't you think?
Yeah, he's no snooty Hyde Park waiter. He's a member of the evil Shih Tzu clan.
Oh, no! Hi-ya! 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 This has been another edition of Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater. Tune in every week for a holiday thematic edition of Kung Fu Theater when appropriate. I love that bongo.
That is a bingo, bongo, bingo.
You still love the bongo?
Yeah.
I still love the bongo, too.
Okay, so... You were going to hit me with something about a Dine and Dash.
You know, you think of Rome, Italy, as being like this, oh, 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 how are you today?
No, that's French.
Oh, you think of Rome, Italy as being like, wie wer the making you talk?
You no, give that's German.
Oh. You think of Rome, Italy as being like, you know, when you want to see my aunt, you know.
No, that's Mexico.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
You think of Rome, Italy, of course you think of, hey, so today we're going to have some back bacon, eh?
That's Canada, eh?
Oh my gosh! Well, of course, when you think of Rome, Italy, you think of, oh, right, what's all this then? Well,
that's Monty Python.
What's all this then? Of course, when you think of Rome, Italy, you think of, hey, what are you doing in there, Lou? What are you doing in that defora, huh? What's the matter with you, huh? What's the matter with you face?
Sir?
What's the matter with you face?
Oh, yeah, now you're getting closer.
Closer? I think that was a pretty good, authentic Southern Italian accent. I was doing Southern Italy. What were you doing?
Oh.
Were you doing Northern Italy? I detected a little bit of Tuscany in yours.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, mine was very, very Neapolitan. So a 42-year-old gourmet food junkie skipped out on a restaurant bill so many times she's been banned from the city.
How can you get banned from a city?
The police said Monday
that
this described mooch artist has struck some of Rome's fanciest restaurants. There was the Laughing Tomato, the Crying Tomato, the Little Tomato, the Big Tomato, and, of course, the Stinking Rose.
What about the Wonton Tomato?
And they had the Wonton Tomato.
The Wonton Tomato.
Guaira. She came in here. This is Giovanni Capelli.
Hello, this is a Giovanni Capelli. What's the matter you face, sir?
She came in here and racked up a 70-euro lunch bill.
She came in here and she racked up a 70-euro lunch bill, huh? Griped Giovanni Capelli at Il Chianti restaurant. They specialize in Tuscan food.
Do they?
Then she said her wallet was in her other purse. Police identified her as DN. Her initials are DN. She lives in Viterbo. And she had continued to sneak into Rome despite a 5-year ban from the city. Now, I've known some Dine and Dashers before, and I've known people who worked at Miles Pizza in Bowling Green, and they told me that one of their favorite things to do was after working for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours, and they'd be angry and they would hate the world is when someone would dine and dash and they'd run after them. because they left the restaurant, which is always good. If you're not sitting on the pot at the restaurant, at your place of business, you might as well be running down the street chasing a kid.
Right.
You're not working. So he loved it because he'd run down the street, not working, you know, probably cursing. He'd probably stop, have a cigarette and a beer at some bar on his way back to work. Couldn't catch him, boss. But anyway, he loved it when guys would dine and dash. Mm-hmm. And also because, you know, you get your adrenaline built up after a hard day of frustrating work. Mm-hmm. But I don't know anybody who's ever been banned from the city limits of either Cincinnati, Hamilton, Ohio, Bowling Green, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. I don't know anybody's ever been banned from any of the city limits for dining and dashing so much.
There's that one guy in Norwood.
The one guy in Norwood?
Got banned from Norwood for dining and dashing.
He did? He got banned from the whole city?
I don't know. I'm making that up.
Okay. Then he had to move to Columbia, Tusculum?
I think so.
Did he?
Yeah.
That'll happen.
I remember that time you and I tried to dine and dash.
It taught me my lesson. I'll never dine and dash again.
Me neither. It went something like this.
This is a segment we do on the show from time to time. You're going to enjoy this. Kung Fu Theater.
Yeah. Another one.
We now join Chris and Rob in the middle of their main course at the local China Gourmet. Listen as our radio pals try to fake out tonight's waiter on Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater.
Boy, Rob, this sweet and sour water snake is absolutely delicious. How's your canine combination platter?
Oh my goodness. The barbecue terrier, and the tail of German Shepherd with Oriental vegetable medley. It's delicious. This is a real treat.
Ah, so you boys are through. Here's a check.
Yeah, thanks, sir, Duck Sauce. Hey, Rob, you got a barbecue on your shirt.
Hey, Chris, I'm broke, dude. I thought you were paying.
I'm broke too, Rob. What are we going to do?
All right, listen here, dude. I've done this a million times. This is what we're going to do. You go to the bathroom.
Okay.
When the waiter comes, I'll tell him I left my wallet out in the car.
Oh.
Meanwhile, you sneak your big, hairy, fat butt out the bathroom window, and I'll meet you at the Escort de Amor.
Yeah, that's pretty sneaky, Rob. You think it'll work?
Oh, sure it will, little buddy. Now go, hurry up.
Ah, so, young gentleman, are you ready to pay the check now?
Well, you know, Duck Sauce, this is the craziest thing. This is so funny. You know, I look good in real tight pants, so I like to wear my pants really tight. And if I keep a wallet, sometimes my butt will chafe and get all red. And so, anyway, what I did was I put my wallet. It's out in the glove box. It's out in my car, the Escort de Amor. You probably heard of it. I'll have to go get it. The wallet's out in my car.
Ah, so you cannot make dine and dash on my ship. Ah, so I will have to summon the evil Shinto clan.
Suddenly, from behind the rotating display with all the pecan pies in it.
I will use your own strength to defeat you, young gentleman.
Man, I guess I learned my lesson. Dine and dash does not pay.
So, and you have a little barbecue terrier paw hanging out of the corner of your mouth, young gentleman.
See, so you learn your lesson that dine and dash does not pay.
Dine and dash does not pay. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, it's Jerry Lewis's birthday this week. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jerry Lewis some more. He's the greatest.
Love girls. Plays from Shakespeare. always put a show on. I love their lovely hair and eyes and nose and lips and so on. I'm in heaven, I declare, when my lips meet another pair, 'cause I love girls. But I love girls. But I love girls. Say their perfume really not. It sets my head a-reeling. And when they blink their eyes at me, I go right through the ceiling. They make my blood pressure high, but what a lovely way to die. 'Cause I love girls. I mean my mom.
Like a pair of dark socks on the beach. This is Chris and Rob on WAIF.
You got something to say, or should we get right into it?
Chris, I got something big time to say. You know, we're not big fans of talking while you're driving while you're on the cell phone.
Oh, no, not at all. WAIF. We're also not big fans of talking on the cell phone while you're in a grocery store.
In Winnetka, Illinois. Have you ever been to Winnetka, Illinois?
Winnetka, Illinois. What's in Winnetka, Illinois?
You ever been there?
No. What's in Winnetka, Illinois?
Probably a Piggly Wiggly, maybe a Revco.
Yeah.
Probably movie theater, gas station.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably courthouse, maybe kids playing hula hoop and roller skating.
Maybe they got a big rock there.
Might have a big rock that looks like bear.
Yeah, maybe
they might have a big bear that looks like a rock.
I think maybe they have like a town square. They planted a tree in 50 years ago, and now the tree's starting to get big.
Could be. Yeah. They could have all that stuff. Like that. But they also have a police chief in Winnetka, Illinois, who's proposed a distracted driving law.
Amen.
It bans tuning the radio. Police Chief Joseph De Lopez, or as I say, Jose De Lopez, said his plan would outlaw radio tuning, talking to passengers.
Wow. This guy's hardcore.
Tending to children.
Wow.
Tending to pets.
What about eating a big greasy cheeseburger while you're driving down the street and sucking on a milkshake?
Electronic devices.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the newspaper, or I guess reading novels too, magazines as well. Or applying makeup. The issue runs deeper than the use of cell phones, De Lopez wrote of his proposal. Village trustee Sandy Berger said police probably would enforce the ban only if there were an accident. This is what Berger said. Fixing their iPods, putting on makeup, or eating a sandwich. That's bizarre.
It is kind of bizarre if you think about it.
When you think about... You are piloting a 1,000-pound, 2,000-pound piece of metal
that can kill someone easily
down the road
at 100 miles an hour.
At 30 miles an hour, for gosh sakes. You got 1,000 pounds conservatively going 30 miles an hour, and I know I do it. I know Chris has done it. Jim does it constantly. You think nothing of driving with your knees while you're reaching the back to change the diaper on your monkey.
Right. Exactly.
You do that all the time. People, I know I do that constantly, or you reach in the back and then you get a grinder. And you're eating it and you're drinking out of a large big gulp cup and you bring the big gulp to your mouth. Dude, it's eclipse. It's a complete. You got the big gulp to your head.
Now this guy's
a total eclipse.
This guy's new law is probably not constitutional, is it?
I don't know. You show me, young man, where in the Constitution James Madison wrote, you have the right to change the diaper on your monkey while you're driving down the road. I don't think you do have that right.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know if you have the right to eat a cheeseburger. I don't know if the government has the right to tell you can't eat a Philadelphia cheesesteak while you're driving.
That's crazy.
Or tacos. You can't eat that stuff while you're driving. You can't talk on a cell phone. Talking to people, wow. Even if you're in a wreck, are you going to rat your friend out and say, well, what happened was
He was eating cheeseburger.
Yeah, he said Xavier is going to lose in the first round, and I said, "No, dude, they're going to win." And he said, "No, dude, you're wrong." And then we were discussing the NCAA tournament, and then he hit a raccoon, and then he hit a kid. Are you actually going to rat on your friend? We were talking. You got us, officer. We were talking. So there you go. There's your Winnetka, Illinois update for the week.
We needed that.
You want to stay with the automotive topic?
Wait, why? You got more?
Just one. This is a quick one.
Okay.
This is from Australia.
Okay.
You going to go ahead and do your Australian accent?
Blimey.
Police charge an Australian driver with reversing further than necessary.
Oh, I heard about this.
He traveled backwards for...
like 100 miles or something?
25 miles along the country's busiest highway.
That's great. That'd be like driving backwards on I-75.
He's Hooper. He's Hooper, the world's greatest stuntman. Police said the man was stopped on Hume Highway. It runs between Sydney and Melbourne. Name one other city in Australia. You can't. There's two cities, Sydney and Melbourne. So this is the only... Queensland, or is that a province? Brisbane. We got another one. So Sydney and Melbourne. This is the goes between Sydney and Melbourne, and he's going 25 miles. He goes 25 miles. He said, the guy told the cops, "Crikey, reverse is the only gear in the car that works." And he's traveling home to his small town, which he needed to go another 56 miles. Here's the best part of the story, though. He had no license, and the car was unregistered.
Okay.
So there you go. If you're going to drive backwards for 81 miles, make sure you have license and a registered car.
That plot thickens, doesn't it?
The plot does thicken. So we'll keep you updated on what happens to
was
the
he
Australian
cited? I mean, after all, he was in Australia, and things were a little lax
there. He was charged with unlicensed driving, driving an unregistered car, and he was charged with reversing further than necessary because he reversed 25 miles. If you could reverse 25 years, that'd be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be 15.
Would you?
I'd be kicking butt.
Yeah.
I'd be wearing shorts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Be wearing gym shorts, little shorts, too, before all these Michael Jordan shorts to the knees came out.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. When we come back, we're going to replay this. You know, the reason we're talking about Jerry Lewis here.
Right, it's his birthday, and he's blown us off, too.
Yeah, no, he called us.
No, did he?
He called us that one time.
Right, but it's his birthday, and he's not calling us this week to celebrate his birthday.
Well, we should be calling him to celebrate his birthday, but I don't have his number anymore.
Oh. You don't have the number at the hotel?
Jerry Lewis, probably the most important public figure of the 20th century.
Next to the guy who brought indoor plumbing to America.
Well, that was the century before that, though.
I think it was mainstream in the 20th century.
Right, but it was invented in the 19th century.
Right, but somebody had to bring it into the Gina. Whoever made it cheap enough, whoever was the Henry Ford of indoor plumbing.
Okay, we'll be right back. And when we come back, Jerry Lewis on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're happy to be here with you.
What happened? We'll get to that.
It's another Tuesday night has come and gone. Tonight's opening night down at the Aronoff Center, also known as the Jerry Lewis Arts Center. And Damn Yankees open here in Cincinnati tonight, starring Jerry Lewis.
A packed house of rabid musical fans and equally as rabid Jerry Lewis fans.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
But you might want to hold off on that. Unless you want to make a pledge, in which case you can call
961-8900.
Yes, if you need to call us, call 961-8900. But you might want to hold off on that 749-1444 deal because you never know what's going to happen.
Stay tuned.
Driving movie. Say, I bought her a hammer.
is from the movie The Patsy. I lost my heart in a drive-in movie. Hello, Jer.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing tonight, Jer? You're calling us from the hotel you're staying at downtown?
That's right.
How was opening night?
It was incredible. The Cincinnati audience was absolutely incredible.
How many standing O's did you get?
Oh, they stand. Are you kidding? I did 10 minutes on hisses alone.
They're still standing down there, aren't they?
You bet.
Well, Jerry, it's nice to talk to you. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the kings of late night talk
in the Queen City.
And we're happy to have the king of comedy along on board tonight. Now, I just played that song, I Lost My Heart, in a drive-in movie. From the
Patsy. Yeah, I heard it.
Where'd you come up with that song? That's a wacky song.
I took it out of Sound of Music.
Huh?
Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote it and threw it away.
So that wouldn't fit into Sound of Music, huh?
Just pay attention, Chris, for crying out loud.
What do you think of Cincinnati so far? You've been here like a day, maybe a day and a half?
I've always loved Cincinnati. I was here before you guys were an idea.
What were you doing here then? Were you playing a show somewhere?
I played at the Albee Theater.
Really?
And I stayed at the Netherlands Plaza Hotel. I then worked at Jimmy Brink's Lookout House in 1942. Then I played the Beverly Hills Country Club.
That place is burned down now, you know.
Yes, I know.
Did you play there with Dean or on your own?
I played there by myself.
And how'd the show go? Did you get a big standing O?
It was just incredible. But that's the way it's been on the whole tour.
Yeah. Now, have you been to Cincinnati since the 40s? Because a lot's changed since then.
No, the last time I was here was with Dean. We played the Albee Theater in 1950.
Oh, yeah?
But the Cincinnati audiences have always been great with me, and I've had a marvelous time over the years.
Now, back in the old days, when you and Dean were spreading love and joy and warmth and laughter all over the country, you guys were like rock stars traveling around, big, giant crowds of people coming out and screaming for you wherever you went. Were there a lot of groupies back then?
Oh, yes, of course.
You still get that in France and in Europe, don't you?
I get it in France, Newark, and Trenton.
What about in Cincinnati? I mean, are people flocking down to the hotel trying to steal your bed sheets and stuff?
No, the people are very respectful here.
Good.
Very respectful.
You know, we run a pretty tight ship around here.
Yes, you do a good job, you guys, and I'll tell you what. While you're going on and doing your show, I'm going to listen to you as I fall into slumberland. I got a 7 o'clock production meeting tomorrow morning for Telethon 96.
Really?
I do that in between 8 shows a week.
How's the Telethon coming along, by the way?
What?
How's the MDA coming along? How much money you been raising? And is there a cure yet for muscular dystrophy?
Well, we're not going to get into that discussion now, kids. That takes a long time to get into. It's too important to just throw away as a quick question.
Well, WAIF, you know, is a public-operated station. We come on here twice a year and hawk for money. Maybe we could raise a few bones for you tonight.
Well, do something, for crying out loud. People are watching you.
Or at least listening.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Hey, Chris, it was nice talking to you, and Rob, I wish you both the best.
Oh, what? We have another question. One more quickie. This is pretty light and fluffy, so you can handle being a quick question.
What is it?
Something about May 4th.
May 4th, are you doing a meet and greet before your show? I got a couple of freaks down here who want to come down and say hello and shake your hand, because you're a big-time celebrity.
We'll talk about it.
Hey, have you been to that place called Jonathan's? It's right down the street from the Aronoff Art Center, and they got pictures of Frank Sinatra on every wall.
No, I haven't been there yet, but I'm sure they'll take me over.
I'm sure they will, too. Check it out.
Have you had any Cincinnati chili since you've been in town?
What?
Have you had any Cincinnati chili since you've been in town?
No, not yet.
Check out Gold Star or Skyline, man. It's good eating.
Why do I have the feeling you guys are making a fortune on this call?
We're not making... You're not... If you were from around here, you'd know the reputation of old WAIF down here. We're not making a fortune off nothing.
Well...
In fact, we're in the middle of pledge time right now, and we're trying to raise a few bones to keep the station...
Well, let me tell you something. You guys are doing a great job, and it's nice to know that you've never lost on Star Search.
Not yet. We're going on in a year, so we got this act worked out where I do this thing like I'm one of those ventriloquist puppets, and Rob holds me up and moves my lips, and I have to talk when he's drinking a glass of water.
It should be terrific. We did it 40 years ago.
Yeah, it's really hysterical. You should see it.
Okay.
Now, we've been trying to spearhead this movement here to rename the Aronoff Center the Jerry Lewis Art Center, because Senator Aronoff, turned out he was kind of a shyster, like a lot of politicians can be. I mentioned it to you at the press conference this morning, in which case you replied, what the hell would you want to name it after me for? And you went on to tell us that maybe we should name it after another local legend, Pete Rose.
because I believe he's one of the great sportsmen that ever lived.
Tell us why you think he should be in the Hall of Fame again.
Because he earned it.
Good enough?
He earned it.
He did it on the field where it counted.
That's right. He was a champion from day one till the end of his playing career. He was a champion and a great role model, and he was a great, great credit to Cincinnati, and people shouldn't forget that.
Just like you do it on stage and you do it in the movies, and all anybody wants to talk about is the personal stuff, that stuff shouldn't matter. Pete did it between the lines where it counts, and you do it when the spotlight goes on.
You bet, you bet. And he made Cincinnati very important in this country, and people shouldn't forget it.
Jerry, in recent years, you've appeared in several smaller films like Funny Bones and Arizona Dreaming. Do you consciously look for smaller films anymore to take part in, or is it just the way films are marketed these days?
No, I'm not looking for small films. I'm in a very, very big show, and I'm very happy about it, and I will be in it for the next 4 years. And your interview is over, you little cockers. Go to work.
Okay, I just want to tell Chris something, that nothing Jerry Lewis is in is small.
Thank you, Rob.
It's big time.
Class.
Are they going to make a movie of Damn Yankees?
Yes, we're going to do it a year down the road.
You know,
who's
Eddie...
Who's going to be Lola? Who's going to be Lola?
Lola, I think it'll be Jack Palance.
Cool. Ooh. Now, what do you think of Eddie Murphy doing a remake of your Nutty Professor movie?
I'm the executive producer. What should I think of it?
You should probably think it's wonderful. But how's Eddie do it? I mean, does he really cut it?
Eddie's doing wonderful.
How's he do with Buddy Love? Because you got to be...
He's just marvelous in the film, and it's going to be great for him. Say goodnight, Chris.
Goodnight, Chris.
Goodnight, Rob.
Hey, did you take a bath today?
No, why? Is there one missing?
Later, Jer. Jerry Lewis on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Yeah, I don't blame him. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, in which case I'm Chris and he's Rob, and the phone number is 749-1444. You can forget all that business about renaming the Aronoff Center after Jerry Lewis. We're going to try to get it renamed after Pete Rose.
He called
now.
You a cocker.
I am a cocker.
What the hell's a cocker?
It's one of those
dog,
old...
dog, isn't it?
That goes back to the old Borscht days in the mountains, the Borscht Mountains of New Jersey.
Cocker Spaniel.
No, I think Jerry makes a good point when he suggests forget about naming the... Aronoff Center after him. He's only won dozens and dozens of awards, including being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
And you know what else we learned tonight, Chris? Not to take questions from the peanut gallery. We take two questions from Scott and Kevin, the audience, and both questions made him mad. Both questions made him mad. Both questions made him mad. The one about the meet and greet, he basically told you to go to hell. And then the one about the small, you used the word small. How about independent? You ever heard the word independent?
Small. By saying that question, I meant smaller, better films. Artistically better.
It was a compliment. Why didn't you say art house films or something? You said small. You're in trouble. Chris, all right, we got to take a call. Let's
Hello,
go to Tony.
Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's going on, Tony?
So the point being, it wasn't the best interview we ever did, but we did talk to Jerry, and you'll notice they never did make a movie out of Damn Yankees, and they still haven't renamed the Aronoff Art Center the Pete Rose Art Center. But I still think that they should put that up to vote there, whatever downtown, whatever arts council they got. Somebody should say, hey, let's not keep the Aronoff Center named after that crooked politician.
Well, he's a
Name it after Pete Rose, who's a true Cincinnati hero. And MLB, Major League Baseball, Bud Selig, they can't say anything about that because the Aronoff Center doesn't have any affiliation with Major League Baseball or professional sports. So why can't we rename the Aronoff Art Center after Pete Rose and call it the Pete Rose Art Center?
I'd say Bud Selig, hey, Bud Selig, kiss my hind end.
Amen.
That's what I'd tell Bud Selig. We're going to name the Aronoff Center the Pete Rose Art Center because when you think of culture, you think of class, you think of role models. Listen, Jerry Lewis, who knows a role model when he sees one, said that Pete Rose was a tremendous role model.
He was.
Pete Rose, sure, he goes to the track daily. Sure, he has no time for his family. But, sure, Pete Rose lied nonstop for 15 years. Sure, Pete Rose bet on baseball when there's a sign hanging in each and every clubhouse saying, do not bet on baseball. But he's a tremendous role model. Because you know why? He ran out his walks.
He did. And that's important.
He ran and he went from first to third like nobody else.
That's right.
So, Bud Sell, you can kiss our hind end.
Amen. Come on and get happy.
Hallelujah.
Come you sinners and gather round. Hallelujah, hallelujah, all you sinners I have found. A land where the weary forever are free. Come, you sinners, and just follow me. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on that other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. And just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Get ready for the judgment day.
I bet you're a wonderful magician. Do you saw women in half and things like that?
No, I like women. And I would never sew one in half. I wouldn't know which part to throw away.
Sew it in half, not know which half to give away.
Tutti frutti.
Yeah, he wouldn't know which half to throw away. I don't know how to respond to that. That's yeah. Violence against women, and I don't approve of violence against women.
Well, it's a magic trick, though. See?
Yeah, but I don't approve of violence against women. What I approve of is trusting women, respecting women, and I'd like to put women up on a pedestal, up high enough so I can see up their skirt.
Wow, must have been pretty crowded in there, huh?
Ooh, you can say that again.
Wow, it must have been pretty crowded in there, huh?
Oh, why don't you shut up?
Hey, next week on the Chris and Rob Show, I'm going to talk to John Anderson from Yes. That's right. The singer of Yes is going to be on the show. You won't want to miss that. If you're
some of Yes's more popular tunes that the kids would know.
Like Roundabout, Starship Trooper.
Starship Trooper.
And the owner of A Lonely Heart.
Right. Okay.
John Anderson was the guy who went, yow!
What about the owner
of A Lonely Heart?
The spaceship landing on the front lawn.
That was a little more obscure.
Okay. That wasn't a big hit.
But you got the deal.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to take you out with this very rare and obscure cut of a...
We only got 4 minutes. It must be obscure if it's Yes.
No, this is not. Yeah, we got one more one more tribute to Jerry Lewis. This is his tribute to...
Beans?
Al Jolson from the mid-1970s. It doesn't get any better. Can you say Perkinan?
Perkinan.
Say! Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray. But wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you are all alone. is what you'll be saying when you are far from home. Sun shines west, and I just learned where the sun shines best. Mammy, my mammy, why my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, I'm coming, and I am sorry that I made you wait. I walk a million miles for one of your smiles, Mammy. I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Oh, somehow I feel this love is real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing and it's song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too, Swanee. You're calling me Swanee. How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I'd even go my mammy. Wait for me, pray for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I'm coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I miss the old folks at home.
Listening to WAIF Cincinnati.